Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes.
Well, the Phillies are stepping on our shoes right now. I mean, 2 months into the season, they're giving us a bad brand of baseball. And, John, we always love talking to the King, Howard Eskin, Thursdays at 8.
Sponsored by PDQ Signature Systems. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. PDQPOS.com.
How you doing, King?
Well, I'll give you a better answer than Rob Thompson, and that's it's another day in paradise, and I'm doing great.
Good for you.
I've never had a bad day.
Good. Well, listen, we're not having a good Phillies day. So let's start with Rob Thompson, Howard.
There's been
a
lot of those.
They're happy. You're not kidding. Let's start Rob Thompson. We'll get to the players. Is Rob Thompson, in your opinion, does he have it in? Like, last year he cleaned up someone else's mess, and it was a yin to the yang of Girardi's approach. Does he have it in him to be mean? Does he have it in him to be angry? Does he have it in him to turn around this, his own team's mess?
Well, I'll say I don't think so. I don't think he's that kind of guy, but I don't know that it makes any difference. Here, and I've been consistent with this for years, I don't think the manager has much to do with winning. He has more to do with losing. But in this case, the players are the ones that are responsible. I mean, what do you want him to do? And let's say he goes off on the players, and then they still start losing. Then it's over. And then there's nothing left. I think those clubhouse meetings and all that, when Bryce Harper said a week ago, you know, he challenged his team to be better. And how did that work out? You know, maybe they are what they are. That's a problem. You know, he's got nothing left to say. I mean, last night, I mean, you played some things that he said. The thing that drives me crazy, his comment was, they're frustrated, they care a lot, they want to win. Really? You mean they really want to win? What do you mean they want to win? So does everybody want to win. They're frustrated. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. They care a lot. Well, if they don't, they shouldn't be on the team. So all that stuff doesn't mean anything. They're trying too hard. These are all cliches. There's nothing a manager can say. And in the world of professional athletes, I don't think there's much a manager can do, because once you do it and it doesn't work, and I don't think it works with this team, they just can't score without home runs. Their only run last night was a home run. What's the matter? They can't. They're just not moving guys around the bases. And I'll say this. I still believe that Trey Turner is a good player, but maybe our expectations were too high. He's not a home run hitter. I don't think he's as good a defensive player as a lot of us thought he was.
I agree.
And we all wanted him. I don't think he's a bad defensive player. He's not like some of the other players that they have on defense. But he's not a home run hitter, but he should hit.
Yeah.
And when he doesn't, but it's the whole lineup. What lineup in baseball has a hitter that's playing every day that's hitting 163? That's Kyle Schwarber. Yeah.
So is that part of the answer? You know, he was asked last night, how should he prevent this from spiraling out of control? He said, I don't know. Is part of that answer, Kyle Schwarber moves down? How should Rob Thompson prevent this from spiraling out of control, Howard?
If I was the manager, and obviously I'm not, I would put names in a hat and pick out a lineup. Because it can't be any worse than what's going on right now. I mean, it can't be any worse. And I think he hesitates to move Trey Turner down. He hesitates. He hesitated to take Kyle Schwarber out of the leadoff
spot. He sure did. Yeah, he did.
Because he was comfortable there.
Yep.
I don't care about their comfort. Are you comfortable with the way you're playing? So he's got to do, I don't know if it's drastic things. He's got to do better things than he's doing. But what's better if the team's not going to hit? I just, their key players, other than Harper and Stott in the bottom of the lineup, you had Realmuto with no hits, Castellanos with no hits, Trey Turner with no hits. I know I'm missing somebody else.
Plus Nola let him down. I mean, Howard, that's another huge theme here. One and two, pitchers one and two are not doing their job.
Yeah, but your expectations are the Phillies are going to score more than four run, or more than the Mets scored four. They're going to score, and there's going to score more than two than the Mets scored the night before.
Right.
But they just don't do it. You know, maybe I'm starting to really believe that what you see is what you've got. And this is what this team is. Remember last year, they kind of backed into the playoffs. And then after St. Louis manager gave him that series, then they took it from there,
right,
and they really played well.
Yep.
But you're not going to have that, even though the National League's really screwed up, but San Diego's not playing at their level, but Arizona's playing better than I think a lot of people thought.
They're, Howard, they're 7.5 games up on the Phillies. And the Nationals, who were supposed to be bad for like the rest of this decade, are only 1.5 games behind the Phils. They don't even have any players.
Well,
it's unbelievable.
But don't you feel comfortable about that series coming up? I mean,
well, they're supposed to. You're supposed to. Look, but I'm just saying, it's astounding 2 months in that a team like the Nationals, who literally got rid of all their players in the last 3 years, all of them. Like, they're 1.5 games behind the Phillies, who have a payroll that's above $200 million.
Well, one of the reasons the Phillies got in is they won 15 out of 18 against Washington.
Right.
That's not going to happen this year. Do I feel comfortable? I think they should win 2 out of 3 this weekend.
All right, Howard, let's get to some Eagles stuff here. Do you think the Eagles are of the mindset to do something that's really unconventional and acquire a third premier wide receiver? Is the DeAndre Hopkins thing foolish talk or something to actually really consider?
I think it's a bad idea. He's 31 years old. He can still play, but he's the third receiver. I love the way that people, well, he's better than Quez Watkins. Well, how many times are they going to use Quez Watkins? Here's where I think I hate to change the chemistry in the locker room, because A.J. Brown doesn't complain about catches. Every once in a while, he thinks he should have gotten the ball, and he didn't, but he doesn't create any problems. Devontae Smith is up for a contract.
Though,
what's
Howard,
that?
He has created problems. He's been impetuous on the sideline. We've seen that.
Yeah, but he gets over it, and he doesn't go after any other players. That's the one thing I've noticed about him. When he comes off and he's mad because he didn't get the ball, mm-hmm. he was open, he doesn't go up to the quarterback. He's not like some players that go say, "Hey, listen, I was," and start getting in a more, not a heated argument, but something above the level of normal. Mm-hmm. So I'm not worried about him. But if you bring another receiver in, DeAndre Hopkins is going to want more catches because he's going to play for a contract. Devontae Smith is playing for a contract. He's not going to get catches. Dallas Goedert might be their best wide receiver as a tight, and he's the tight end. You know, he never complains. He's a good guy. Why do you want to upset that? They were second in the league in scoring. What do you need? And some moron yesterday.
Better
I don't
offense.
Know which show it was?
Even better offense. We can always use even better offense.
Oh yeah. Well, sure. You just, why don't you score 60 points a game? Yeah, I just go.
If
for
you
that.
Can bring this guy in for $8 or $9 million, why wouldn't you?
Because they'll put the money in defense.
Because it upsets the apple cart.
Well, there could be that, too.
Well, I don't know that.
And here's the other thing. Some moron said yesterday, well, it'll take runs away from Jalen Hurts. I broke down what he does. He had like 20 quarterback sneaks. There were scrambles which weren't called runs. No, he's not going to take away runs from Jalen Hurts because he doesn't – they average 4.5 called runs a game. That's it. You know, when you think, well, he's going to, Jalen Hurts won't have to run as much. He's going to scramble. He's going to quarterback sneak. What are you going to have DeAndre Hopkins do the sneak rather than Jalen Hurts? I mean, it's just, it's less than 50% are really runs. So, you know, I think it would be – I don't think it's a good idea. Obviously, he's better than the third receiver, but you're going to have DeAndre Hopkins as a third receiver. I just don't think it's a good idea. And there's other players that they could use that money for than Hopkins. I mean, it's crazy. Come on, John. They're second in the league in scoring. Oh, they could always score more.
They can. They can be better.
You could always stop the other team more, too.
I agree with you, Howard. Howard, stay well, buddy. Always love having you on the show. Thanks, bud.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I got a medical question for you.
Ooh. Okay. Yes.
Can a nurse perform a heart transplant better than a doctor?
is there a trick question?
Yeah, Nick
there?
Nurse. Doctor nurse, a heart transplant for Embiid.
Joe, you're still slow.
I am.
You didn't get that. Yeah,
James, what time is the news conference today? Do you know?
I have no idea. Okay. It's six. The one day that the Eagles open practice, they're going to have the Eagles have or the 76ers have a news conference. Maybe they did that on purpose.
We need two
and
hours.
The Phillies play in the afternoon.
Come on. The world would be better with two of you. He's one of you in each spot.
I'm going to try.
All right, Howard. Thanks, King.
Thanks, Howard.
All right, there he is, the King, Howard Askin. All right, 215-592-9494 to weigh in on the Phils and what a mess the first 2 months have been. Also, up ahead, something that we, and by we I mean almost everybody in the Delaware Valley got wrong in incredibly, incredible fashion. Well, I'm gonna lean back into one of our polls, a poll from a prior month, and wait till you hear the results of this poll. We'll get to that. We'll rock all the calls. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WIP1000 and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wait till I lay a prior Twitter poll question of the day on you this segment. It's.
I have a feeling I know where this is going, and I'm not looking forward to it.
I don't know. This one's pretty random. We'll see.
It's okay.
I mean, you might not. We have two Twitter poll questions of the day today, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. You can spring into power with the new Turbo Max Chevy truck engine. Turbo Max Chevy truck engine. Armin Chevrolet celebrating their 23rd anniversary. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. The first Twitter poll question is, which team do you think is going to win the NBA championship, Denver or Miami? The second poll question is, which team are you rooting for? Let's go on the record on question two. John, rooting interest, why? I think there's an appealing aspect to both teams.
Sure.
Both of them shove it up to Sixers 90.
Yeah.
They really do.
Right.
Either way, and as a Sixers fan, I don't normally want to see that happen to one of our squads. But in this case, I want the Sixers to feel the pain of either Jimmy Butler or Jokic winning the title. Who do you think, and this is one of those ones I feel like I also could change my opinion once the series starts and you get a feel of it. Like, I don't really have a strong opinion on this, but gut feeling, John, entering game one, who do you prefer to see win?
Oh, I side with Jimmy Butler. I'm a huge fan, like most of us are. I would love to see him win this thing. And I know he's a huge underdog. That's exactly where he wants to be.
Totally.
And he's going to play that up. I think it helps them. Man, just stone-willed, and I appreciate that so much.
I'm with you. I would choose Miami because of Butler. James, who do you prefer?
I always choose fan bases in these spots. If I don't have a real rooting interest, if I don't care that much, Denver's never won before, you know, been there. They've literally never won a title before. The Heat have won how many titles? So
look at you.
I always go with the long – because we are long-suffering fans and had been, and we never won a Super Bowl.
I've never cared about that.
Oh, I always do.
That's so considerate.
I always do.
I don't care
that was
about
us. That was us, man. I know that pain. I know what that feels like. So, yeah,
Broncos have won a couple times.
Sure, but Nuggets fans haven't. So, and the Heat fans, what do the Heat need another title for? Like, what do I care about the Miami Heat winning their sixth title or whatever? Like,
Jimmy Butler deserves it.
What do I care? You know who else deserves it? Nikola Jokic. He's been the best player in basketball for the last 3 years.
All right, Rhea, where are you at? Who do you prefer?
I could care less about the Nuggets fan base. Like, I less than zero care about their fan base. So, no, it's Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, I agree with that. But this is one of those ones I feel like once I feel the series, maybe I could change. But as of now,
I won't be upset if the Nuggets win because I don't have any hatred for them.
Well, I want the Sixers to feel the burn either way.
Yeah,
I think
they feel the burn.
I think they're feeling it.
I think Joel Embiid feels it more with Jokic. I think the Sixers feel it more with Jimmy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I do. Let's go to the phones. Oh, one other thing before the phones. John, where are you at on, it was a couple of days ago, we talked about maybe sometime this week or next week, two different songs to woo the ladies, to impress them. Mm-hmm. One a fun song and one a love song. Any early thoughts on where you might lean?
Well, the father and son suggestion I thought was really good. Does that qualify as a ballad?
That's a separate one. That's the Joe Ritchie thing. That's your song for Joe Ritchie. This is for the ladies.
Like
father and son to ladies is not necessarily the way to go about it.
Let me see if I can explain this to you, John. That's not a lady.
Yeah, but it's a pretty song.
It's a very pretty song.
I mean, give me some sexual
so
healing.
More of a love.
Yeah, give me Love Me Tender.
Got it.
Give me Unchained Melody. Give me South Korea. Give me a suggestion.
My Girl.
My Girl.
You and I are never getting back together. No, that doesn't work.
Man. That's the wrong one there.
That ain't right.
A little Percy Sledge. Do a little Percy Sledge.
Oh, When a Man Loves a Woman.
Oh,
wow.
I wish I could sing
right?
Like
Can
that.
You do that?
Wouldn't that be something?
I don't know. I mean, I'll try.
So can we have the next, coming back from the next break, When a Man Loves a Woman?
Yeah, no doubt. That is so powerful. I don't have that kind of power.
Well,
I mean, that's like, he's Kyle Schwarber, Bryce Harper. Who am I?
It's also Andy Garcia.
I'm Cody Clemens, power-wise,
well,
compared to Percy Sledge.
Andy Garcia, Meg Ryan. That is a tough movie.
Man, it's a tough movie.
That is a very tough movie, although I love the infinity pool in that movie.
And it's a great movie. It really is. All right, let's go to the phones. You can weigh in, obviously, on the Phils. Your reaction to the latest loss last night, 4-1. Aaron Nola, again, not doing his job. The bats, many of which are high-priced bats, again, not doing their job. So that's the small picture last night. And the fact the Phillies might get swept in the series afternoon game today. The big picture is it's June 1st. They're 7.5 games back of Atlanta. The Phillies are not going to win the division. They're 7.5 games back of the Diamondbacks, who initially were perceived as not really being a threat for the wild card. Clearly they are. Even if Arizona slinks back, they've got a pretty big lead on the Phillies now. Plus you have the Padres and the Mets right around the Phils, as we've known all year. They've been right around the Phils. While the Phils should improve, so too should the Padres and the Mets. Then you have like four or five other teams. You've got the Marlins. You got the Pirates. Think about this. Better record than the Phillies on June 1st. Now, let's just take this in for a second. Better record than the Phillies. The Marlins, the Pirates, the Giants, the Reds.
Reds.
Yeah. The Reds.
The Reds.
The Reds.
We talked about this when they played the Reds. Like they have like five guys in their lineup I had never heard of before this season.
Like, so come on, guys. Like, this is outrageous. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494.
It's outrageous. Like, it's outrageous.
All right, James, talk to us because you were more laissez-faire through May. Where are you now?
I'm angry, man. I'm angry. I'm disappointed. I'm angry. And look, if the injuries keep piling up, like, I'm concerned, too. Like, I'm officially starting to get concerned about this team. I think the third wild card, like, they could still get in the playoffs, and the playoffs are chaos, and things can happen, right. But this is not a team that I watch and feel any sort of confidence in.
I absolutely agree with Jimmy. Yeah. I am concerned. I believe right now when you project this out, we've talked about it, it's a 73 or 74 win season. I think 73 or 74 wins is absolutely more likely than 95. It's not even close.
I agree with that, but I don't think either is particularly likely. I think they are going to be somewhere between 78 and 86.
Oh.
And even if they get to 86, it might not be good enough. I mean, you can get to 86 and miss the playoffs by a game or two. You can. You can also get to 86 and make the playoffs. You also can just get to 83, play better baseball in the next 4 months, but you fall short by three games.
Like, we talked to Ray yesterday.
Yep.
Ray was certain that this team – he actually said, I don't believe there's any chance that they don't make the playoffs.
I was shocked he said that.
Yep, me too.
I was shocked.
That was yesterday.
Shocked he said that.
We did a poll last week, and you asked me, and I said no.
I wouldn't say that. Like, I think they'll make the playoffs still, like, if you ask me yes or no, but I would not say anything close to what Ray said. And I've been pretty confident in the team.
Yeah, I was really stunned he said that. And again, just to frame it.
I love that he said that because I clung to it. I was thrilled. I wanted to believe it, so I did. And man, what a difference 12 hours makes, or whatever, 24 hours makes.
I mean, I basically feel the same way I felt yesterday. It's just one more loss. Like, this is what I've been saying. It's a team with flaws. A lot of flaws. All right, Patrick and Tabernacle. Clearly they can play better, though. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, morning, everybody.
What's up,
hey,
Patrick?
Hey, listen, how much there? When does, you know, all of a sudden I'm looking at Topper, you know, like shedding light on him.
But I will tell you, Patrick, I think Howard was right. As frustrated as we are with Rob Thomson, it is much more about the players.
It is, but how about a bold move on his part with doing a lineup change?
Well, he guess the main guy to bump up would be Marsh. I mean, do you want Marsh hitting second, third, or fourth? I mean, you could.
I right now I would, Joe. I take, you know, over what's happened. I mean,
all right, I'm going to ask you this question. Let's go through it. Who leads off? Let's say it's a right-handed pitcher. Who leads off? Stott?
Yeah.
Okay, who bats second? You're not going lefty-lefty. Who bats second? Is it JT?
Go JT.
Okay, are you putting Harper third? I mean, clearly Harper goes three in that scenario. Who's four? Castellanos. So Marsh five. Saying is you're flipping Marsh and Schwarber. And then you're putting Trey Turner. Trey Turner six.
You know, I like
Joe, that. Do something with Schwarber, and it shows a move on Topper's part. Like be bold. Be a coach. Be a coach and say, this is what I need to do, and this is – you know, for the betterment of the team. This still is a team sport.
Yeah.
You know, and like, you know, show some cojones, Topper, and do something. Like, take another bold step. And I think Schwarber, maybe Joey just kind of illustrated that for me.
Well, yeah. All right, so give me a great answer. A movie prop or a TV prop you get to own. It doesn't have magical powers, but you get this, you display
man, it. Dude, what? I live in the woods. I would love to have the shark in Jaws. Right in front of
me. I don't know, man. I don't know about that.
Just go visit Ocean City. There's one right off the coast.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay.
Like,
it's okay.
I like,
but it's not my favorite answer.
Imagine what he said. You know, like people have a fish on the wall, like a giant stuffed fish.
Yeah.
You could do that with the Jaws shark, where like you've got a huge room and that's like the fish on the wall. That would be really impressive.
I mean, yeah, it's better than, you know, nothing or some, you know, little. I mean, I
think it's cooler than the Terminator exoskeleton. the shark from Jaws on your wall, like in
yeah,
the
that's pretty cool.
I mean, it's
the
pretty
playroom.
Cool.
It's pretty yeah, cool. In your house. Cool. That's amazing.
All right, I need a thumbs up or thumbs down. I go thumbs down on this. Give me a ruling. You're in a steakhouse. Up there on the wall is like, you know, a moose head. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm eating an animal. I don't want to see another dead animal.
Oh, see, I have no issue.
I agree with you. I don't need it. And like,
really?
I'm not going to like leave or anything. I'll eat. I'll be fine. But I would prefer to not look at it while I'm eating it.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't register for
Rhea,
me.
Have you ever thought about that?
I will now, and I'm going to a steakhouse tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's like,
you know, when I was growing up,
I don't need the head.
When
like,
I was growing up,
wall.
we would go to my Uncle Kirby's farm, yep. And we would pick out a steer. We would point it out, and he would slaughter it. And then that's the beef that we would eat for that whole next year in the basement freezer. You know, like those giant Sub-Zero things that it's just a freezer, and you lift the lid, just full of cow.
You could have been in Game of Thrones.
So from
man.
An early yeah. age, I yeah. was identifying the animal that I was eating with what it looked like while
when you
it was
grow
alive,
up in a city, that kind of stuff doesn't have an avenue, let me tell you.
not necessarily. Like where I grew up in Southwest Philadelphia, I had friends whose parents were from Italy. I yep. mean, they didn't even speak, you know, the language. And the mom would just slaughter chickens in the basement.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a rarity.
It was crazy. No, but I'm telling you, in some Italian households, that happened.
And
it was crazy.
Is that legal?
Probably not, but they also yeah. grew grapes in their tiny little backyard and you know, made wine. I mean, they had it all going on.
Wow. How about it? All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Dustin right now. What's up, Dustin?
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you?
Doing well, Dustin.
Hey, Ray, you brought up Never Getting Back Together. You want to hear one of the best parody songs of all time? Look up We're never getting back together, but we're never going to win with Andy Reid. And some chick did it. He did a spinoff. And
Dustin,
entire,
it was Conklin. It was on Angelo's show. It was on Angelo's show.
No, she did a music video for it.
Yes, that was Joe's, what is that?
It's Joe's daughter. It's Casey.
It's his daughter, yeah. Reed, yeah, how do you not remember this?
No, when he said woman, I just didn't remember. I thought he was talking about something else. Right. If you said Conklin, I would have known it was his daughter.
Yeah, he hands the football to Andy Reid. He drops the ball. It's out at the tailgate. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, Casey Conklin.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. But it was like literally on WIP.
I was young then, Joe. I'm not as old as you.
It's like if someone talked to Jordan and be like, you know, there's this guy in the 80s that played for the Bulls. He was number 23. He was pretty good. You're talking like it's Angelo's show at this time slot.
I was young.
He threw me off. I didn't know he'd remember either.
All right.
First of all, I think Joe's rendition of Mr. Softy with Joel Embiid may be the greatest parody of any song of all time.
Well,
that is absolute gold.
You know, Dustin, James and I were talking about this yesterday. As we approach the end of the year, you know, we got about 6 months to go, seven. We will definitely make it an annual tradition in December to play the best of the best of Conklin from the year. I mean, I think he's been on freaking fire the last 2 months. And so when we play the best of the best, it's going to be all sorts of stuff in December.
He's been putting together some real good entertainment.
Yes, he
has. John, I would be on Chain Melody, dude. That would be awesome to hear that. That's a love song.
A beautiful song. You're right. I got to try to sing it, though. They are really talented. I'm not as talented.
You got it in you, though, John.
Yeah, just put it in your register. You got it.
You're good, man. And if it doesn't work, then you don't use it.
Exactly.
Go for it.
Yep.
John, speaking for myself, the rest of the morning listeners, we got full faith in you, brother.
Thanks.
Full faith in you.
Thanks, Dustin.
Unlike what I got in Topper, dude, every time I hear this guy during an interview or I watch the friggin' game, which I'm pulling my teeth the entire game. You had 27 outs the other night, right, Joe? You had 27 outs in the entire game, and you couldn't get a man on the second base, and you have the fourth highest payroll in the league, and then you're going to tell me, oh, that's baseball. Yeah, no dog topper. I know you play 162 games, bro, but you got a dude that's hitting 360 right now. I'm going to go on the left. I don't know what Marsh is at right now.
He's dropped a lot, but yes, they should move him up. He's
like 280-ish or something like that, right?
Here's what it is. He's 274, but with a very impressive on base at 374. And a solid slugging at 478. Yeah, he should be in the top five.
There's no – you got this dude who's getting on base better than anybody else in the team, and there's games where he's not even coming up to the third inning. You're setting him up for failure. Yeah. It's the same thing. Doc Rivers set Joel Embiid up for failure. Say what you want. I understand he's very sluggish and showed lack of – you want to see somebody with heart? NBA TV came out with winning everything but the chip last night, right. The 0-1 Sixers.
Yep.
Absolutely unbelievable. But you're giving this guy three appearances a game when he should be getting four or five. He's getting on pace more than you went through nine innings and you didn't have a dude on second base.
Yeah.
There's a problem.
All right, Dustin, excellent problem. Phone call. Give me a movie or TV prop you'd love to own.
Did anybody see the jet from Top Gun?
Where are you gonna put
jet.
It?
Okay, well you get it. That's fine.
I guess where are you housing the jet from Top Gun?
Something.
Look,
that is large.
It's large and in charge. It is a tough. I mean, you got to have a big driveway or something.
Really, Joe?
I mean, it is what it is.
Huge backyard, just display it out there.
I'd rather have the Millennium Falcon, but that's not even real, right?
Yeah, that's like a little model.
Yeah, so that's true. That, not real.
You know, there are some houses down in Florida that have basically garages for their little planes.
Yeah.
Like you literally pull up to your house.
Yeah, but we're not rich like that.
No, I know.
That's rich people. We're, you know, we're,
hey, guys.
I don't even have a garage for my car.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
I want to bring this back to the Rob lineup. Thompson.
Yeah, go for it.
Is it possible, and I might be giving him way too much credit here,
okay. But
it has just, in the last commercial break, it occurred to me, in that press conference last night, he absolutely knows he should not say, I don't know how to fix Aaron Nola. The question was somewhat something along those lines, you know, like what he's struggling, what does he need to do better? I don't know. Is it possible that's Rob Thompson trying to increase the pressure on his players? That's Rob Thompson singling out Aaron Nola without singling him out. I don't know what the problem is. This guy, we've coached him up the right way. He's not doing it the way we've coached him up. The pitch clock is messing with his head, and I don't understand why he's so skittish out there on the mound. I don't understand why every time it seems like there's a guy on first base, he takes a step back as a pitcher in terms of location and pitch selection.
No, I think the answer is no. I don't think it's next level like that.
It's possible that
I don't.
He is unbelievably frustrated with the poor performance of his star players.
Well, for sure.
And now he's saying it like it is to some degree.
No, he'd do it differently. He would call him out.
So?
Like he just said, I don't know. I don't know what to do. Like that's not like
still trying to
if I'm a player
him,
and
not,
I hear that, like
not
I'm not like, oh, he's
there.
Calling me out. Like if you're gonna call a player out in public, like they have to know you're calling them out for it to work.
Yeah,
right?
if you're saying like he's falling on a grenade to look ridiculous as a way to I don't buy it. I just don't buy it. Let's play that audio. Rob Thompson last night talking about Aaron Nola, and it was not a good answer.
General, why do you think Nola's struggling to stay in the strike zone this year?
I don't know, to tell you the truth. I don't know.
Not good. Not a good answer. I don't know, John. It's possible.
I was incensed when I heard it.
Yeah, it's
I'm
not,
just trying to understand this.
Just a bad answer. Let's get to the lineup, John. I laid out a lineup about 10 minutes ago.
Like it.
You seem to.
That perks me up. I mean, that feels like there's a new lease on life.
All right, so Max.
Get Marsh up into the top five.
Yep.
Drop Trey Turner. It makes sense based on what we've seen.
Max Scherzer tonight. James, do you like the lineup against the right tonight? Being
today,
tonight?
Yeah.
Against the righty, do you like this lineup? Stott, JT, get some speed. He's not great getting on base these days, but you do get speed. Three is Bryce. Four is Castellanos. Five is Marsh. Six is Trey Turner. Seven is Kyle Schwarber. Eight and nine is whoever the heck. I guess, by the way, we haven't even gotten to Boehm. I forgot about Boehm.
Wow.
Boehm's not playing.
Figure
he's out.
What he's doing.
Well,
he's
got an MRI. We'll see. Yeah. He might be on the IL.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
James, what do you think of that lineup?
I mean, I have Cody Clemens in there against the righty at first.
Well, whoever's 8-9,
yeah,
whatever.
I mean,
whatever.
Well, look, I would have Schwarber ahead of Turner against a right-handed pitcher in this case, particularly on June 1st. Like, let's see, you know.
Yep.
Otherwise, I think it's fine. I don't love JT in the 2-0, personally. He hasn't been making enough contact, getting on base.
I don't love
I know
it
he's got a little speed, but honestly, if you're going to go for it, just I mean, you don't want to go lefty, 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 but.
Right, that's the problem.
That's the issue. And that's the issue with this whole thing. Like, let's drop Schwarber down. Let's drop Turner down. Like, there's no one to move up. There's no one to move up. Marsh is one guy.
That's it.
No one else. Like, there's no replacing these guys. Like, they're too, like, we lost Hoskins. Bohm's hurt. You know, like, there just isn't answers on this roster.
Let me throw one more idea out. We have never discussed it. I'll just present this. Would you, Marsh has been one of their best hitters this year. Probably their best, not counting the small snippet of Bryce Harper for about 4 weeks. Would you consider Brandon Marsh for your leadoff spot instead of Bryson Stott?
Stott's been good, man.
He's been okay.
He's been better. Like, the last 3 weeks, he's been much better. He just had a little lull in the middle. Lull, and has been good.
Just for what it's worth, Bryson Stott on base percentage.
Yeah, Marsh is higher.
Bryson Stott on base percentage, .325. Brandon Marsh, .374. Pretty big difference.
Stott does take a lot more pitches, right?
Yeah, so and
he gives you a look at what the pitcher's got early on.
I would keep Stott up top, but
plus Marsh has had more power. Like, you need some power in the middle of the lineup too.
Stott hasn't had issues with hitting lefties that some lefties have.
Look, Stott's been the least of their issues. I mean, he hasn't been great, but he's one guy that's at least been okay. And they've got a lot of guys that have been poor. All right, coming up in 1 minute, wait till we tell you the poll result from a few weeks ago on our show and how wrong so many of us.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Life advice with the hammer up ahead in a half hour at 9:15 today. Thereabout, 9:15 every Thursday. So get those scenarios in. What do you need help with in life? Facebook, Twitter, and the text line, three ways you can interact with the show in addition to the regular phone line. Lay out a scenario to Seltzer, something you need help with. He'll fire off best of the best to me. Life advice with the hammer at 9:15. James, maybe there'll be a question about if I was John Ritchie, what would I do to woo the ladies?
Ooh, yeah. Maybe there will be now.
maybe I just gave you a question. He'll be like, Frank in South Philly asked, if you were John Ritchie, what would you do to woo the ladies? All right, so that's up ahead in half hour. Let's get to I do enjoy every once in a while going back and looking at our polls. And, look, we the collective, Philly sports fan, get a lot right. And obviously we, the collective, get a lot wrong. John, file this one under, wow, did we get it wrong? Now, before I tell you, James, you had a guess of which poll I'd go back to.
I think I'm wrong. Now, I thought you were just going to go back to the playoff poll, but the way you've been describing it, it's probably not.
It is a playoff poll.
Oh, so is it how many people think the Phillies make the playoffs?
Not that playoff poll.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go. On May 9th, we asked this question, and this was when the second round of the playoffs were about to start. Which of these players would you most want to have on your team to try to win a championship in this NBA playoff? Now, we put 12 players into what ended up being four different polls. We had three polls of four players, and then we had the three winners face each other in the 9 o'clock hour. Just know this, John, and slightly different circumstances each poll because you have, like, different players, but just know this. Jokic, one of 12 players that day that was polled, had the second lowest rating.
Whoops.
He got 5% of the vote in his poll. He got 5% of the vote.
Mm-hmm. Haters. Haters gonna hate.
So again, I'm crossing different polls because we had, like, groupings of four. Like, Anthony Davis got 4%. Jokic got 5%. James Harden got 6%. Jalen Brunson got 6%. Jaylen Brown got 14%. Devin Booker got 27%. Kevin Durant got 39%. Jason Tatum got 33%. LeBron got 34%. Steph Curry got 44%. Jimmy Butler. Look, people were on the Jimmy Butler thing. He actually got 45% of the original poll, and then in the finals he won overall. So people were right on Jimmy, saying, like, let's lean into the Jimmy thing. But boy, were people wrong on the Jokic thing. The specific Jokic poll was Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry, James Harden, and Jokic, which, by the way, is a tough grouping. I mean, Butler and Curry and Jokic.
Yeah.
So, and the Embiid grouping was, again, this was entering the second round. Embiid at 43% to Durant, 39%, Jaylen Brown, 14%, Anthony Davis, 4%. I'm just saying, the town, we all missed it on Jokic. We just missed it.
But I understand why. I mean, we resent what he represents.
Well, we thought he was a numbers guy. And he's not a numbers guy. Now, here's the one thing I'll say, and I think this is a factor that says that the Heat are too much of an underdog with the Nuggets, you know, 3-1 to win this title. If Jokic wins, and credit to him for his regular season being the number one seed based on what they did in the regular season, but this is an unbelievably unusual path. They beat an 8 seed, a 4 seed, a 7 seed, and are about to face an 8 seed.
Well, put another way, three of the four teams they face played in the play-in tournament.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
That is incredible.
But you know what?
Like, that's wild.
Put the freaking work in the regular
season
and get the damn one
and
seed.
And look, the Lakers were, you know,
yes,
they were good by then, you know, and all that. It wasn't right, like the same type of 7 seed you normally see.
You want a crazy stat that if the Heat can steal one game in Denver. So the Denver Nuggets own, this is according to Yerone Weitzman, the Denver Nuggets own an all-time home winning percentage of 652. Away from Denver, the Nuggets are a paltry 350 all-time. The 302 difference is the largest for any active franchise in history.
And that's regular season and playoffs?
Well, yeah, they have the biggest home field advantage in sports. Yeah.
Wow. So that's the altitude thing.
Exactly.
John, no how question. Real is that? So you play for the Raiders and the Eagles. You go
very real.
Wow.
You've got less oxygen in the air to breathe. So, yeah, you're breathing. You're just not getting the same, I don't know, like
return?
Renewal.
Yeah.
Like you're breathing and you're gasping. You're out there for warm-ups and you're 10 minutes in and soaked, exhausted. It is, no matter how early you get there, you're never going to adjust to the same degree that Denver team has adjusted because they live up there. They no question have an advantage. Wow. By halftime, guys are consistently double bagging it with the IVs. You've got to be extremely proactive just to be close to the same level.
That's incredible.
As the Denver team.
Incredible. By the way, I actually experienced the reverse of that one time. I was at the Dead Sea, which I believe is the lowest point on Earth. So it's the opposite of, you know, mile high, and there's not enough air. There's like too much air, so to speak. And I remember we were in a bus, literally going to the Dead Sea, and I had the window down. I put my head out the window. You know, it's like I'll do sometimes as a kid. And I let me put my head out the window like a dog. And it was almost like there was too much air. It affected my breathing pattern because it was more. It was
no way.
I don't think it works like that.
You can't have
you
too much.
I'm telling you, it was too oxygen. Much. It was too much oxygen.
So you were unable to breathe it.
Well, it's not unable to breathe. I didn't die, but I brought my head back in. I'm like, oh, it's got a little something. I bring my head back in the car.
Could it be that the bus was moving when you put your head out?
We're going, yeah. Like, so sure
don't you think that's a big part
of
it, though?
But I think the fact that it's the lowest point on Earth. James, have you been to the lowest point on Earth?
I think so. I think it was you.
Have you been to the lowest point on Earth?
Yes, I have been.
And did you stick your head out a window?
No.
Okay, well, go do it and then come back and talk to me. Here's the deal. In the words,
I didn't notice anything.
In the words, nothing.
In the words of the great Jim Calhoun.
Get some facts and come back and see me.
You might need to say it to yourself.
There's no way other people have trouble breathing when there's extra oxygen in the air at
You low. Can't handle the truth.
Did you check with anybody?
Boy, I love this sport. No, I didn't do that. Oh, I got another one. Another one that applies to this conversation.
Don't go there with me.
Yep. Because I come in here and here I am. I lay myself bare. And what you are in response is,
how can you be so obtuse?
Yeah, exactly. Boy,
you got your ass kicked.
James, that's good. All right, let's go to Mark in Delaware.
What do you got to say for yourself, little chump?
I don't call these guys little chumps. That's not cool. Hey, Mark, what's up, pal?
Not much. How are you guys?
Mark, I could have
Doing
so much
well,
fun
Mark.
With this boy. Like, every once in a while with Richie, I got to do this. I got to
smash!
You know, like in Beat the Hammer, I kill people, you know? Or I tell you about Carson.
Carson Wentz is horrible.
Yeah. Yo, DeCameron, you are officially a jackass.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest. Enough is enough. Start playing with some jam in here. Let's go.
That's what I want to say. That's what I want to say about the Phils. Hello, Mark. I'm
hey,
sorry.
Yeah,
I just want to hear the one where John says he's going to break your face.
Yeah, James has that.
I like that one, too.
I will crush your face.
Yeah, there you go. John, I can't wait for the day when you're getting ready to sing Unchained Melody and you're talking about slaughtering bison previously.
Well, yeah, it's very different.
Yeah.
Quite a contrast.
Anyway, so I think the Phillies need to do with Schwarber the same thing that the Yankees did and got rid of Aaron Hicks. Because
they can. They still owe him like $50 million. I mean, they're not going to do that.
Well, I mean, he has no use on a major league roster.
Wait till August. I mean, give him a June and July. And
he
see.
Let like whatever yeah. you want to say, but he led the National League in home runs last
year.
All right, that is valuable. No. Whatever you want to say about it, that is valuable.
Mark, I'm not in a good mood about him either. But let's see what he does in June.
No, I agree. Okay, can I give you a movie prop real quick?
Please do.
All right, so, Joe, I'm like you. I'm in a small living area.
Yep.
So what I want is Milton Stapler from The Office Space.
It's a Joe answer.
Yeah, I love Office Space. So what did he say, Milton's what?
The Stapler. The red Stapler.
Look, I'd rather have Fonzie's jacket. I mean, Milton Stapler. I mean, really?
Honestly, wait, I think you're the only person who would actually want the Stapler, I feel like.
Yeah, the Fonzie jacket was a good answer.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're 2 hours and 51 minutes into the show. No one had said it. Got to scold the audience.
Weren't we doing movie props? Or were we just
movies
doing...
or TV shows?
Oh, I didn't even know TV was on the table.
I mean, come on. Like...
There's a TV movie of Happy Days stuff, right? Does that count?
Well, I know that Fonzie's jacket, the last time I was there, is in the Smithsonian. Mm. So, like, you think, you know, Milton Stapler's in the Smithsonian? Come on now. What's that, Stephen Root? His name?
It's job by you. Yes.
Great.
Wow. I am floored that you knew who Stephen Root was.
Steve Root.
Character.
I love Stephen
Root. He's in the West Wing.
Yeah, makes sense. Hey. I was like, how did you know this?
Yep.
Due to the low area of the Dead Sea, the air there contains 8% more oxygen than the air most of us breathe.
That's what I said.
Which contributes to giving you a wonderful sense of joy and health.
Yeah, too much.
You will find comfort with the additional oxygen in the air.
Not if you stick your head out a window.
People who have difficulty breathing will find comfort at the Dead Sea because it is so easy to breathe. It's a joyous experience. Apparently.
Being in the Dead Sea was joyous. That was remarkable.
The only person who has trouble breathing with 8% more oxygen.
Telling you, it was too much. I was like Lindell Joseph on the sideline when he would have that oxygen thing. It was like the opposite. It's like, get this thing off my face. John, the West Wing, give me an update. A few more episodes of the West Wing?
Yeah. Yes. I've slowed down because I'm watching Phillies, but I think I'm on 16.
Good.
Episode 16 of season one.
Enjoying it?
I love it.
Good.
It is definitely worth it.
Glad to hear it. Very glad to hear it. Let's talk to James right now. Good morning, James.
Hey, guys. Good morning. So I'm actually an Atlanta fan in all regards, and after the Sixers lost a couple weeks ago, I decided to turn you guys on. And I like the show. But I've always thought about the Phillies, it just makes no sense. There's a few things kind of holding the team back. But if you pay Schwarber and Castellanos, like, they both suck at defense, right? So one of them has to play the field at all times.
Right.
And that gives you no margin for error in the case where a guy like Bryce gets hurt and then he has to DH. So,
it's worth, James, two things. Your instincts aren't totally wrong, but I think Castellanos has been better defensively than he was last year. He made a really good play again two nights ago. I think it was two nights ago.
It was last night.
Was it last night? Yeah. And the second thing, James, is that – you don't expect Bryce Harper to not be able to play the field for a year and a half. I mean, you're not wrong, but the idea was that one of those two dudes was going to DH because Bryce was going to play right field. So there is some bad luck there.
Right, absolutely. But if you're trying to be a championship team, there's just such little margin for error with everything has to click. And maybe it's just being a Braves fan. I mean, our success has historically been built on pitching and defense. So it just makes little to no sense, but I like the show and the prop that I'll go with is, I'll go with the Dark Knight and the Batmobile. So not sure where I'd store it, but it'd be sweet.
Dude, it'd be real sweet. I mean, it's a driving car. I mean, it'd start with that and then it just would look good. It's not
really
going to have
cool car
and not going to have functional.
Does it definitely drive in real life?
I
do we know
it
that?
Does.
Oh, it has to.
I have no idea.
I mean, why would you have a car that doesn't drive?
Well, it's the Batmobile.
It doesn't mean it's got super car
powers.
No,
of course it doesn't. I just don't know if it...
I'd be stunned if it's not a
usable
car you can drive.
I don't know.
I mean, do you think, like, in the Dukes of Hazzard, you think that car, like, didn't drive?
Well, it's a real car that they didn't need to make. It looks like it's not just special effects.
I'm just trying to rip
it's moving.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It's not road legal.
I'll make it road legal.
How are you going to do that?
Run for office, change the rules. It's a very simple
well,
plan.
That's not the answer.
Plan for power.
A lot harder to do.
Twist people's arms.
Than...
See, because before I'm president, I might be like LBJ and have the power in Congress. I just work people over. You know, I just be working people, John.
This is fanciful.
It really is. 215. Until I...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.